The campuses of Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, and Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents, transcribed, the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Trinity College is out to challenge the varsity scholars from Syracuse University, the school that provided the final winning team in last season's exciting College Quiz Bowl. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. Well, it's good to be back. Tonight, we start another season of intercollegiate competitions, and it's going to be a real old-fashioned battle of the brains, so let's get the game underway. First, we go to Hartford, Connecticut, where Jim Strong of station WTIC in Hartford is on hand to serve as referee for the Trinity College team. Are you with us, Jim?
I sure am, Alan, and here also are four bright Trinity men who intend to make that Syracuse reign a short one. It's a pleasure to introduce
Bill Nichtel from South Orange, New Jersey.
John Tulk from South Ozone Park, Queens, New York.
Bennett Dyke from Hartford, Connecticut.
Joseph Kelly from Thomaston, Connecticut.
All right, there you have the varsity scholars from Trinity College. Now let's move way upstate New York, where Bob Whitney of station WSYR Syracuse is standing by to act as referee for the Syracuse University team. You know, it was Syracuse on top last year when our season ended, so how does that winning team look tonight, Bob?
They look just fine, Alan, and mighty eager to roll up another high score in tonight's game. Here's another championship Syracuse team to say hello.
Sally Katorski, Buffalo, New York.
Charles Samuels, Brooklyn, New York.
Arlene Yar, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Bob Chaseman, Syracuse, New York.
And so we've met both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we put the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts, and thus point up only one of the objectives of college education. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found on every American campus. Okay, now how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer. When Trinity College signals, you'll hear... And when Syracuse University signals, you'll hear... And by means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger Tuttle. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points. I will then repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and there's the opening whistle, so let's go with a toss-up question for 10 points. Tell us, why was it important that Pythias be punctual? Trinity.
Joseph Kelly.
He was returning to save his friend Damien, who was condemned to death.
That's right. I'll take that for 10 points. If he had not been punctual, Damien would have been killed. Pythias and the legend of Pythias and Damien. Okay, you've got now a chance at a 30-point bonus, Trinity, by getting that 10-point toss-up. Here's your bonus. Now, any member and all members of the Trinity team may work together on this one. If Icarus and Eddie Rickenbacker were pursuing some joint activity, they'd probably be flying, you know? Now, you're going to get 10 points each time you can tell us what the following pairs of people would probably be doing together. First, and for 10 points, are Carol and Brunhilde. What would they probably be doing together?
Swinging? Riding a horse?
What?
Riding a horse? Riding a horse?
That's right, riding a horse. Horseback riding, that's right. Eddie Arcaro, of course, the famous jockey, and Brunhilde spent a lot of her time on her beautiful horse grave. Okay, 10 more points for Trinity. Hippomenes and Landy. What would they be doing? Hippomenes and Landy.
Running.
Right, foot racing. Hippomenes is a mythological youth who won the race when he gave him Atlanta, the runner in Atlanta. And Landy is the Australian runner who topped Roger Bannister's record-breaking mile. Okay. 10 more points, Trinity, if you can tell me, what possibly would Achille Campagnoni and Jack and the Beanstalk be doing?
Swinging an axe.
Climbing.
Climbing? Did I hear climbing? Fine. Who said that?
This is Kelly, Alan.
Richard, why did you figure... Who is Achille Campagnoni? Who is Achille Campagnoni?
Mountain climber.
That's right. He's the one who climbed K2. Mount Goodwin, Austin. Okay, you got then all of your bonus points, which means that we have 40 points for Trinity and no points for Syracuse. Okay, here we go. With another toss-up question, and coming up is a 30-point bonus. On your toes. Senator Irving Ives has been described as a political tiglon. For 10 points, tell us, if Senator Ives were a real tiglon, what would his mother be? Okay. Trinity.
Joseph Kelly.
A lion?
That's right, a lioness. That's okay. Joseph, what is a tiglon?
Between a tiger and a lion.
That's right, for 10 points. And Trinity, you've got a chance now at a 30-point bonus. Here we go. Newspaper stories in the past week have dealt with various people who have been cleared, accused, and investigated. 10 points for each of the following questions dealing with these stories that you can answer correctly. Work as a team. First of all, for 10 points, what committee reported that the CIA is doing, quote, a creditable job? What committee? Anybody on the Trinity team? Current events. Okay, time is called. You lost the 10 points. All right, what subcommittee? Oh, I'll tell you. The committee was the Doolittle Committee, of course, which was appointed by Eisenhower to study the Central Intelligence Agency. All right, for 10 points now, what subcommittee called Captain Video up as a witness? Anybody on the Trinity team?
Was it the Senate subcommittee investigating... investigating the influence of television on juvenile delinquency.
All right, we'll accept that. Fine. Al Hodge, who plays Captain Video, was called up to assure the committee that his television program would never lead a child astray. Okay, you'll get 10 more points now if you can tell us what is the name of the man accused by the Department of Justice of transmitting top secrets to the Netherlands.
John Tolk.
Peterson.
That's right. John Sidney Peterson. Now, before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger Tuttle?
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches, since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 19 and a half minutes to go, Trinity 70 points, Syracuse hasn't scratched yet, I'm sorry to say. We go back to a toss-up question and Alan.
All right, before we take a toss-up question, I want to check your lights and your signals. Syracuse, may I hear your signal? Right. Trinity, may I hear your signal? Okay, your lights are on top. Let's go. Now, here we go with a toss-up question. Coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. The following is the form in which a zoologist might express an aphorism well known to most children. 10 points if you can give us the popular, well-known version. Quote, the dipterous insect is invited to enter by the arachnid. Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Won't you come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly.
Right, for 10 points, Syracuse. And here, Syracuse, is your 30-point musical bonus. We're going to play excerpts from three classical rhapsodies, each of which extols the virtue of a certain country. Now, you're going to get 10 points each time you identify the country. You may come in and tell me the country as soon as you want to. All right, music. Please. I've got the wrong musical bonus here. I'll switch. I'll keep the music on the stands and read the right musical bonus. Well... Oh, yeah, that doesn't spoil anything. Here's a popular musical bonus question, still worth 30 points. We're going to play three well-known songs, all mentioning a kind of time in their titles. You're going to get 10 points each time you give us the kind of time described. All right, now that one.
Darling, you're in the old town.
All right, what was it, Sally?
It's a hot time.
Hot time, that's right. Well, you heard a little bit of it, all right? Now, tell me, what kind of time is described in this title? What kind of time?
Last time I saw Paris.
Last time. That's right, for 10 points, Syracuse. Now, tell me, what kind of time is described in the title of this one?
To you.
Charles Samuels on this.
Anytime.
Anytime. Right for 10 points. Okay. You got 40 on that one, and I got mixed. I'll put this musical bonus back. It's coming up a little bit later. Here's a toss-up question worth 10 points. We got a 30-point bonus coming up. Score 70, Trinity. 40, Syracuse. Everybody knows that Tinker, Evers, and Chance were famous baseball players. Now, for 10 points, with what occupation do you associate Lowell, Gerald, and Schwartz? No takers? Syracuse.
Right.
Arlene Yar.
What was that? What was the answer, Arlene? What was the answer?
Toy making.
Can you take it, Trinity?
Joseph Kelly, Alan.
Writer.
They are writers. They are poetry writers, but I'll accept occupation. Okay. All right, Trinity, by holding your knowledge there, you got a chance at a 30-point bonus. Now, you seem to be rather literary. This is a good one for you. I'm going to read you lines from two 19th-century poems dealing with the subject of death. You'll get 10 points if you can identify the title and author of either poem, and you'll get 30 points if you can so identify both poems. Is that clear? All right, first, for 10 points, "Let there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea." Author and title.
Go on, John.
That was "Crossing the Bar" by Tennyson.
That's right. You've got 10 points. Now, you can parlay this into 30 points if you'll identify this one. Quote, "For sudden the worst turns the best to the grave, the black minutes at end." Try it. Try it. You know it.
Gray's Elegy in the Country Churchyard?
Nope, I'm sorry. That is Robert Browning's Prophecy. Robert Browning's Prophecy. But you get 10 points out of that. All right, we're going back to a toss-up question now. Here we go. 10 points for the correct answer. If you were minus a tibia and a fibula, would you have the most difficulty in sitting down, standing up, or lying... Trinity.
Joseph Kelly.
Standing up.
Standing up, and that's right. That's right, Trinity, for 10 points. And you've got a 25-point bonus coming up. But just a minute. Joseph, is that you?
Yes.
Why? What is a tibia?
Tibia is one of the leg bones.
What's a fibula?
Must be the knee bone.
Well, it's one of the leg bones, the external side. That's right, though. Standing up was the question, was the answer I was looking for. But, oh, brother, have you got a... Billy, here is a bonus. 25 points, Trinity. Get to work. Work together. Get your paper and pencil ready. You've got to come up with one answer, but you've got to work together on this, and you must answer in less than 40 seconds. 40 seconds. Mr. Ken McGregor has the clock. Now, here we go. I'll give you when the time starts. If the alphabet were assigned numerical value in ascending order, such as A equals 1, B equals 2, and so forth, how much would the word bonus equal? Okay, time. 40 seconds. 5. You can work aloud. 10. You can work aloud. 15. Don't distract him. 20. 25. 30. 35. 40. Time is called. Would you like to have the rundown on that? B equals 2, O equals 15, N equals 14, U equals 21, S equals 19. The total would be 71. That would have won you 25 points. Trinity, okay. What's the score? Trinity 100, Syracuse 40. Coming up is a 40-point bonus. 13 and a half minutes to go. Here is your 10-point toss-up. If you know your labor history, you know that there are various occupational diseases which are hazards of particular industries or jobs. For instance, miners are susceptible to silicosis. Now, 10 points if you know what occupation is threatened by caisson disease. Syracuse.
Bob Cheeseman.
That is, groundhogs are subject to caisson
disease. I'll accept it. Deep sea diving, working underground, known as the Bend. That's right. 10 points for Trinity. For Syracuse, you got a 40-point bonus coming up, and that'll bring you within 10 points of Trinity. Here you go, Trinity. Syracuse, work as a team. Sometimes a small town is remembered primarily for one outstanding event that took place there. For 10 points apiece, tell us what events made the following places famous. Work as a team. Anybody on the team? Calendar, Ontario. Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Dion Quintiflis were born there.
Right. Philippi, Greece.
Bob Cheeseman.
That's the Battle of Philippi in ancient Greek history. The Battle of Philippi Plain.
Who fought there? Who fought there?
The Greek, Sparta and...
What? Sparta. Who was defeated there? Tell me who was defeated there and I'll take it. Who was defeated there? Anybody in the Trinity team?
Pompey.
Syracuse team.
Sparta.
All right, no. The men. The men's names. The men's names I want. Not Pompey. All right, I'm sorry, I will not credit you. It was Brutus and Cassius were defeated by Octavian or Augustus Caesar in Mark Antony, Battle 1440 A.D. Okay, you can still make 30 points on this. Here goes Johnston, Pennsylvania. Johnston, Pennsylvania for 10 points.
Sally Katorski.
There was a flood there some time ago.
1889, but that's 10 points for you. Okay, you get this one and you got 10 more points. Shelby, Montana.
Bob Cheeseman.
Shelby, Montana, well, I believe, was where the a champion prize fight was held. That was...
I'll accept it. A champion prize fight. Jack Dempsey defeated
That's
Gibbons
right.
there. That's right. A championship bout. Very important in sports history. And...
I'm sorry. You've got to hold it, Alan, because that's the halftime whistle, which called for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, with these 60 seconds we've got out, let's talk to our teams. First, I want to go up to Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. Bennett Dyke, I understand you had a big day up there at Trinity College yesterday. Can you tell us something about it in about 30 seconds?
Well, I can try. We had President Eisenhower here to receive an honorary degree. And President Eisenhower is a great friend of President of Trinity, Albert C. Jacobs. And we had quite a celebration here. A lot of the town of Hartford was here, and about 300 members of the press and radio and TV.
Good. We read about it all over the paper, and Major and President Eisenhower made a major address there, did he not?
Yeah.
All right, fine. It was a big day. It was a big day, and it was Wednesday, wasn't it? Wednesday, October 20th, that the day occurred. We are broadcasting, as you know, on Saturday. Okay. Thank you a lot, Bennett Dyke. Now moving up to Syracuse and Sally Katorski. Sally, what's the good word of Syracuse tonight?
Hi, Alan. We're all excited here about the return of the College Quiz Bowl. I know all of us were sorry to see it leave the air last year, and it's really been drummed up here in our campus paper, the Daily Orange. We've got quite a crowd here tonight.
Good. They're excited about it, huh?
You bet. I'm
glad to hear it, and we're glad to be back. Now, before I move along, and I think our whistle is just about to blow, let me point out that starting in their current issue, Good Housekeeping Magazine will run a monthly page of Quiz Bowl questions. For a chance to match wits with our collegiate champions, see the November issue of Good Housekeeping. It's on the newsstands right now. You know, Good Housekeeping also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here on our Radio Quiz Bowl game. Okay? There we go. Is it time for the whistle, Mr. McGregor? Let's hear it.
Right, that it is, Alan. And with a score, Trinity, 100 even points. Syracuse, only lagging by 20, 80 points. How about another toss-up question?
All right, how's our time? How much time we got, Ken?
We've got 8.5 minutes to go.
8.5 minutes to go with a 40-point bonus coming up. Here is a 10-point bonus, a toss-up question. Now, wait a minute. Listen carefully. This is a geography toss-up that a smart grammar school student should be able to answer. But I want you to wait. There are two parts to this question. All right. Name the capital city of the state in the Union having the smallest population and the capital of the state having the smallest area. Trinity.
Benedict.
Rhode Island, Providence has the smallest area, and Dover, Delaware has the smallest population.
Can you take it, Syracuse?
Bob Cheeseman.
That's correct on Rhode Island, but it's wrong. Nevada is the smallest population in the Union, and
the capital.
Carson City is the
That's
capital.
That's right, for 10 points. Syracuse, you've got a 40-point bonus coming up. All right, here we go. It's a quick four-part bonus question of rather odd-sounding noises. Can you hear me? We've got to move along. Rather odd-sounding noises from poetry and song. Poetry and song. For 10 points apiece, you are to identify the source of the following noises. Now, I will accept the name of the work or the author. First of all, for 10 points, the noise. Ba, ba, ba.
Go ahead, Bob.
That's Ba, Ba, Black Sheep. Have you any wool? That's from the nursery.
No, Bob, Bob. No, Bob. That's Ba, Ba. I said Ba, Ba, Ba. Quick.
Arlene Yar.
The Whiffenpoof song.
Right, for 10 That's points. Ba, Ba, Ba is the Whiffenpoof. All right, 10 more points. Listen. Tit Willow, Tit Willow, Tit Willow.
Sally Katorski.
That's William Schwank Gilbert, the Mikado.
Right, right, for 10 points. From the Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan. All right, for 10 more points. Boomalay, 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 boom.
Charles Samuel.
That's the Congo by Vachel Lindsay.
Right, for 10 points. 10 more points. To wit, to woo. To wit, to woo. What's it from? Quickly.
Bob Cheeseman, go ahead.
I believe that's from the owl and the Pussycat.
No, that's from Love's Labor Lost by William Shakespeare. Okay, what's the score? 120 Syracuse, 100 Trinity. Back to a toss-up question with a musical bonus. With a musical bonus worth 30 points coming up next. Here we go. The Oldsmobile gets its name from auto magnate Robert E. Olds. For 10 points, can you tell us what product derives its name from Mr. Day, Mr. Voorhees, and Mr. Bradley? Mr. Day, Mr. Voorhees, nobody will takers? BVD, BVD. Okay, now the musical bonus question. Here I want you to identify, we have a three-part musical bonus question here. Oh, I have another toss-up question. I beg your pardon. Nobody got that. Here we go. This is a musical toss-up, so hold on to your hat. It's a musical toss-up question. Careful, because this takes a bit of knowing. You ready? Signal as soon as you can identify the voices singing this duet.
Sister, there were never...
Syracuse.
Charles Samuel.
That's Rosemary Clooney and Vera Ellen.
Oh, can you take it, Trinity? Can you take it?
Rosemary Clooney and her sister.
Another bonus, another toss-up coming up. That is Peggy Lee singing with herself. Another popular record of sisters. All right, here we go with a toss-up question, and coming up yet is a musical bonus for 30 points. In 405 A.D., St. Jerome made a Latin translation of the Bible. For 10 points, by what name is this Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
The Vulgate.
Right, for 10 points. Here you go with a 30-point musical bonus, Syracuse. We're going to play excerpts from three classical rhapsodies, each of which extols the virtue of a certain country. 10 points every time you identify the country. First. Syracuse, it's yours. What is the country?
Sally.
Hungary.
That's right, the Hungarian Rhapsody by Liszt. All right. What country is rhapsodized in this rhapsody? Anybody on the Syracuse team? For 10 points. Okay, time is called.
Sally Katorski.
Sally.
Romanian Rhapsody.
That's right, cool. For 10 points. Romania. All right, what country is rhapsodized in this rhapsody? What country?
All right. Sally again.
Sally.
I'll guess on that. That's Spain.
That's right. That's Ravel's Rhapsody Espanol. All right. 160 for Syracuse. 100 for Trinity. 4 minutes to go. Here we go with a toss-up question. And coming up. Coming up is a 20-point bonus. Here's a relationship question. For 10 points, answer this one. Robert F. Kennedy is to Leverett Saltonstall as Joseph McCarthy is to whom? Syracuse.
Arlene Yar.
Alexander Wiley.
Right. For 10 points. Okay, Syracuse, it's your bonus question worth 20 points now. Now, I want you to pick the quickest thinker on your team. This is a one-man question. Who is the quickest thinker in your team, Syracuse?
Well, I'll pick Sally, but there are four quick thinkers.
All right, Sally, here's the problem. You are a bus driver taking your bus from New York to Cleveland with 5 stops en route. At the first stop, you pick up 8 passengers. At the second, drop 6. At the third, pick up 19. At the fourth, drop 3. And at the fifth, pick up 47. Okay, now, in 4 seconds, what is the name of the bus driver?
You.
What is the name of the bus driver?
You.
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 You. Well, what is your name?
Oh, Sally Katorski.
I'll accept it. That's right, Sally. You are the bus driver. Your name. That's good. Okay, here we go. For 10 points, coming up now is a 30-point bonus question, 3-part bonus question. Here's your toss-up. A seagull soars for 10 points. What does a whirlybird do? Syracuse.
Bob Cheeseman.
A whirlybird is a helicopter. It flies and the arms whirl above it.
That's right, for 10 points. You got a 30-point bonus, Syracuse. The following phases denote violations of the accepted rules in various sports. Now, for 10 points apiece, Syracuse, identify the sport concerned in each violation. First, 12 men on the field.
Go ahead, Sally.
Football.
Right, Sally, for 10 points. All right, Syracuse. Knocking 4 or more down. What sport? knocking four or more down.
Charleston.
Bowling.
Nope, I'm sorry. It's track in the hurdles. All right. What sport is mentioned in this violation? Turning on the stomach. In what sport is that a violation?
Bob Cheeseman.
Take a try at that. Wrestling?
Nope, I'm sorry. It's swimming in the backstroke race. All right, here we go with a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. American cheese originated in America. Now, for 10 points, where did India Inc. come from?
Bob
Syracuse. Syracuse. All right.
That's another American invention by a Mr.
Can you take it, Trinity? Can you take it,
yes,
Trinity?
Yes, we can.
All right. Quick.
India?
Nope, I'm sorry. China or Japan? All right, another toss-up question. Coming up still is a 20-point bonus. For 10 points, tell us, by what name is October 24th, 1929, popularly known? Syracuse.
Bob Cheeseman.
That's the day the market crashed. Black Friday.
Can you take it, Trinity? I have one answer.
Black Thursday.
Black Thursday, I'll accept it from you, Trinity. One answer on a team. One answer on a toss-up. All right, Black Thursday is the proper answer. You got a 20-point bonus. Trinity, this Holy Roman Emperor was noted by the color of his whiskers, or for the color of his whiskers.
Barbarossa.
What?
Barbarossa.
That's right, I'll accept it before I finish the question. 20 points. 20 points. We'll keep going. We've got another 25-point bonus coming up, and here's your 10-point toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what did they do to Danny Deaver? Syracuse.
Sally Katursky.
They hung him in the morning.
Right, for 10 points. 25 points for you, Syracuse. On September 21st, 1780, an historic meeting took place at Stony Point. 25 points, Syracuse, if you can name the principal characters in this meeting.
Want to do that, Sally?
Wait a minute. I think I may be wrong here. Benedict Arnold and Major Andre?
That's right, for 25 points. You've got 25 more points for Syracuse there, Sally. Here we go with another toss-up, and coming up is a 20-point bonus. For 10 points, identify the character who rather callously states, quote, duty is duty, mates. I give my vote death.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan, but that's time's up.
Long John Silver and Stevenson's Treasure Island.
Okay. All right, we'll let you get the answer in. Final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 130 points for Trinity and 245 points for the winner, Syracuse University. To each member of the Trinity team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Syracuse University will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Syracuse will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of Barnard College here in New York City. Meanwhile, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the College Quiz Bowl page in the current issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. It's on the stands now. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate Syracuse University, and I want to say thanks to those fine men from Trinity College for a wonderful job. Next week, Syracuse meets Barnard, and the following week we'll have varsity scholars from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. So won't you be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying goodbye now.
Your referees tonight were for Trinity College, Jim Strong, WPIC in Hartford, and for Syracuse University, Bob Whitney of station WSYR Syracuse. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC radio network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and John Reed, written by Nancy Fogg, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.